thing that comes out of your mouth when you try to speak is.
Thank you.
small town folks.
No, we're not really that scared. We can take on anything now.
Our goal tonight is to go swimming in the ocean. I think that's possible, right? People go swimming out over there? Do y'all go swimming over there? Yeah? Timidly, yes. You don't tell anybody about it.
It's all Danielle's been talking about all day.
We came from a place that was really rainy and cold, and like the day that we left, it was like pouring.
It was down.
It was like, yeah, it was a torrential downpour, and we crossed the California border, and it was immediately sunshine.
Yeah. 5 days ago, we were in rain. Our windshield wipers didn't keep up with
it. Our windshield wipers
so
broke.
So we're excited about swimming.
Imagine a stalactite and a stalagmite growing towards each other in a cave, so that the stalagmite is formed by the stalactite's drippings, and they grow closer and closer together, and they're in love, and this one is formed by the exact reflection of this one's drippings, so that they are made in each other's reflections.
Dark.
Ladders, which looks remarkably just like this band, will be playing for us. And thanks so much to Josh for setting this up and for Vigo Vigo performance. Of your head, or like an egg inside of your head that at one point when you kind of lose it, it just cracks and that beast that was living inside of your brain is gone and flies out and all that's left are little remnants.
Guzzers.
Yeah, you never knew. It's about a lot of things. It's also about my Darren booty documentary. I'll explain the
thank you.
thought about the supercontinent lately and how hard it must have been for our Pangaeas, but for such a cataclysmic event.